And when you read that book, you're going to weep, you're going to cry. I couldn't put it down. I bought about 15 of those books because it confirmed many things I saw in heaven. I saw record rooms in heaven that the angel told me that the day would come, all of these would be thrown in a sea of forgetfulness. I also saw storehouses in heaven that Jesus appeared there one day and he said, "Child, look." And when I looked, he did his hand this way and a hole appeared. And in this hole, it was glorified. Everything was not torn or nothing. There was tables, there was shelves, there was pedestals. It was full of body parts. Not grotesque. It looked kind of like the dot-to-dot things. I said, "What is that?" He said, "These are for my people and sinners on the earth. But they do not believe that I died to make them whole." He said, "Tell the people on the earth to take the keys to the kingdom and open up this storehouse when they need something, and I will give it to them." Did you get it? Isn't that wonderful, honey? I prayed from, many, many, many years for people who've been on drugs. I have actually seen angels with golden bowls with new brain cells to put upon victims of Satan that's been on crack cocaine, marijuana, whatever. I've seen the old brain like really disintegrated and the power of God move out the old black stuff and put brand new brain cells in. I've seen them with no more nightmares, no more trouble, brand new. We have a God that loves you so much that when his mercy drops is falling, you need to grab it. Preached at Teen Challenge about 8 years ago. I prayed for 200 young men. Every one of them, later the next day, the ones I couldn't talk with all of them. They said that night they had no nightmares. They slept like a baby. They wrote me letters. They thanked me for praying for them. They said this, you know, because it damages your nerves, your brain, everything. My own son was on crack cocaine really bad. He had lost so much weight, his lungs was freezing, his legs was paralyzed. And I'd say, "Listen here, honey, come here, I'm going to pray for you." I'd pour anointing oil on him, pray for him, a lot of oil on his legs, his feet. I would prophesy that he would be a man of God. I said, "Devil, you ain't killing my child. You're not taking my baby." And I would put anointing oil on his head and ask God to regrow his brain cells. He now weighs around 200 pounds. He don't take drugs anymore, thank God. He died, he was dead three times, one time 45 minutes. And I was preaching somewhere, and they had put him in a hospital. And they brought him back, and they found him. He'd been dead 45 minutes, and at 3 o'clock in the morning, he checked himself out and went in the streets again. Last year, on May the 3rd, he died again. He had a grand mal seizure and died by the car. And the paramedics brought him back with pedals and life support. And they told him that he had received a miracle because you should be brain dead or on life supports because, Then he stayed in the hospital overnight and went home.